You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Step Change Studios is an award-winning, pioneering dance company committed to making dance accessible for everyone. Now, they have some really exciting ballroom dancing classes for visually impaired happening, and we are going to find out a little bit more from their founder, Rashmi Becker, MBE. Rashmi, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about the project, because it's a very exciting partnership.
That's right. Yes, we've had a really positive partnership with Metro Blind Sport over the years, and they've worked with us on a number of projects that have been focused on tackling inequalities, especially during COVID, and trying to support people who are blind or partially sighted to be active through dance. And so we've launched a really wonderful program, which is a ballroom and Latin dance program in London, which is, again, for blind and partially sighted people. And that's happening every Sunday in Westminster. And people come along, they learn some Latin, they learn some ballroom. We've been setting some goals, and the group are actually working towards a dance exam.
Oh, that sounds very exciting. Is the group ready or do you think they're quite nervous?
A combination of both. So they're definitely ready. And in fact, we felt they were ready much earlier, but they wanted more time just to perfect what they were doing. They absolutely love dancing. But I think no matter what level you are, you know, even I get nervous every time I have to dance or perform. So I'm sure they'll be nervous, but it will be a healthy type of nervousness.
Absolutely. And I imagine it's something that a lot of people come into dancing, they feel like they're not capable. And do you get people coming in who have sight loss that maybe think, oh, I can't learn ballroom dancing, it will be too difficult for me?
Absolutely. And we get this from people who are blind and partially sighted, but also we have sighted volunteers. And when we first launched, people are very intrigued and they're not quite sure how it will work. You know, our students are nervous because they worry about, you know, how they'll look, whether they'll face the right way. They're not sure how the class will operate. And then our sighted volunteers are also worried, you know, will they be able to help in the right way? Are they worried about things like language and how to support people physically and so on? So it's actually a really positive learning process all round. And when people attend, within a matter of weeks, if not sooner, they quickly forget about all their worries and their anxieties and just really get absorbed in the dancing. And there are certain techniques and certain skills that we apply, for example, how we use language, how we use touch. With ballroom and Latin, because it's a partner dance, that's particularly helpful because you're always dancing with someone. And we don't just have our sighted volunteers dancing with our students. We have students dancing with each other as they become more confident. And I think it's one of these things, it's like anything new. People can become quite nervous and worried at the beginning, but it's about taking that first step. And as soon as people enter the dance floor and start enjoying themselves, they tend to forget about all those worries and they progress really, really quickly. And the group that we have, they're so supportive of each other. You know, they become friends. It's a very social group. And they really enjoy the social aspect as well as just learning to dance.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Trying to do something active and something in a group is really, really good for your mental health and your well-being. And it can really help not just your fitness, but as I said, your mental health and how you're feeling in your general life.
Absolutely. And that, again, that's true for everyone. I love dance. It's a great release for me. And I use it to help manage, you know, my own mental and physical health. You know, I have a brother who's disabled. He has a visual impairment. And, you know, being a carer can cause worries and stress. And dance is just such a fantastic release. And, you know, as you say, as well as the physical aspects, it is really helpful in terms of just managing your mental health and also just building your confidence, building your social skills, helping you to connect with other people. And also, it's quite different from other physical activities because a lot of the time, a lot of sports can be quite formalized and they might have certain kit and certain rules and, the environment might be more intimidating if you're getting onto, I don't know, a football pitch, for example, or a netball court. Whereas you can dance anywhere, whether you come to our classes or you just put the radio on and sing along and move, it is such a fantastic release.
Let's talk about the specifics again. Where is the class happening and what time, and also how can we sign up?
So the classes are every Sunday at Seymour Leisure Centre, which is in Westminster, and they are from 2:30 to 3:45, so it's 75 minutes. We have people, volunteers, that can meet people at the local station as well and support them between the station and the venue. And you can sign up via the Take Part page of our website, stepchangestudios.com, or you can contact us via social media. We're on Twitter and we're on Instagram. And I also would like to mention we have a dance competition coming up, which is called Dance Westminster. And actually, some of our students are going to be entering, but it's very much open to people with all types of disabilities and impairments, including people who are blind and partially sighted. And that is a really fun annual competition in its third year now, where we run a series of free dance workshops and people can audition. And it's inspired by BBC Strictly. And we have a grand finals event where people train with a professional dancer and then they get to perform. And again, details are on our social media, or you can go to the Active Westminster website and look at Dance Westminster. And that's just a really fun opportunity to have a go at dancing. And if you'd like to, you take part in a very, very informal audition. Our grand finals are on the 15th of November at Porchester Hall. So if you aren't able to take part, you can still come along and support people that are taking part. So we hope people will look at that too.
Well, that all sounds fantastic. I hope everything goes really well at the competition. And thank you again for speaking with RNIV Connect Radio today.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.